Chapter 89. 2 days after the surgery, Ron showed up at the coach's office. "I'm back." Artie Harris and Steve Ferry looked at him with startled faces. "You just had your knee cut." Ron said, "They don't cut it anymore. Now they puncture it and suck things out. Then they pump things in. It's like a lube job and an oil change." Artie Harris burst out laughing. "You're out of your fucking mind." Steve Ferry grinned, but then his face got serious. He'd learned that Ron was considered a serious English teacher. Steve believed in education as much as he believed in football. Besides, Ron's girlfriend had a great ass. "Ron, you don't have to prove anything to me. It's a long year. You really want to do this?" The smile that spread across Ron's face was contagious. Ferry realized that it must be the expression that he used in his classroom. "I want to do this because it's what we do. I want to be able to do what we do, and I think I can." Paul Pomintieri said, "You taking drugs?" Ron lied, "Just aspirin." Steve assigned Artie to watch Ron during practice. Ron was holding a clipboard now and limping back out of the range of contacts. Artie looked at his face. When Ron walked, Artie could see that he was in pain. Then he watched him roll his neck, flex his shoulders, and breathe. Ron called the next play. After practice, Paul Mamateri asked how he felt. Ron smiled, "I'm great. I'm getting married." Paul smiled. "When?" "Late March," said Ron. "Might be nice to be able to walk down the aisle," said Paul. Ron laughed and made eye contact until Paul laughed as well. "I'll be fine." After practice, Ron changed his clothes back to his classroom apparel before he went over to Celeste's house. He saw Angel's face looking out from behind a curtain. He saw her smile light up her mouth and then her cheeks and her eyes. He saw her mouth form an O, and then the curtains closed and she ran to the door. Ron watched her expression change as he hobbled over with the immobilizer on his right leg. He sat down on the porch and she tentatively kissed his cheek and sat next to him. "I have to wear this because I got hurt." "Why did you get hurt?" Her tone had a glimmer of petulance in it. Ron felt its admonishment. "It was an accident." "Why?" "There isn't a why about accidents. They just happen." "Why did it happen to you?" Ron was totally flabbergasted. He was talking to a 2-year-old child and felt outflanked. He didn't realize that children her age weren't supposed to make complete sentences, and now she was refusing to look at his face and just staring at the thing on his leg. He unstrapped the Velcro and took it off. He placed it under them on the steps. "Does that make you feel better?" The searchlight eyes lifted to his face. "Are you still hurt?" Ron smiled his best dimpled grin. "Not right now." His eyes looked at her hair, her curly, light brown tangle of hair, and then her face. He said, "I love you." "I miss you here," she said. "I have to work." "Why?" "We need money. But I'm a teacher, and my students miss me." He was astonished when he saw 2 tears roll down her cheeks. "I miss you, too." "Adults have to work." "Are you one?" Ron felt a jolt strike him. "I think I have to be." Ron smiled and knew he had her. "Why?" "Because of you." He expected her to grin, and she did. Then she stretched her arms up and held his neck. Ron completely ignored the pain in his knee as she pressed on it.